Jeremiah 31 and verse 33. You know, you should become a pastor in time. Because you get the download first. You know how Daddy Joe will say, there is somebody here, but I take it for myself first. People, it's good to serve God. Amen. You will serve Him. In Jesus' name. He says, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, look at the tense of this text. It's futuristic, right? This shall be. Okay? And it talked about those days. That is, after those days. That after those days is actually in those days. Now, we are in those days now. Let's give God the hand clap. Lift up your hand and thank God for the covenant He has with you. The covenant He has with you. I'm feeling. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank Him, Lighthouse. Thank Him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat in His presence and welcome to God's house. I will share the word, and then I'll make some administrative announcements. Amen. I bring you a word from the Lord, a present help. Malachi chapter 3. You see this covenant? This covenant has an executor. It has a messenger. Somebody who will operate it. Somebody who will administrate it. Hallelujah. Are you here or you left? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come into his temple. Even the messenger. Say the messenger. Of the covenant. My God. Oh, praise God. Say the messenger of the covenant. Whom ye delight in, behold, this messenger is coming, saith the Lord of hosts. We are going to verse 3, sweetheart. Verse 2. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. Praise God. You see, the refiner's fire is not to hurt the saint. Are you here? And the fuller's soap is not to damage the saint. Is that you? Say, I will be shining. Oh, who doesn't like that? Oh my God! That's what this messenger will make you and I. And that's why you must desire his coming quickly. Praise God. See what he shall do. My God. He shall sit. Say he shall sit. As a refiner and a purifier of fire, of silver. You know, thank God. You know, God brought me from a long, long way. Oh, I shouldn't be here. You know, you were born here. You know, we were brought here. Hallelujah. We were brought from a long, long way. Where I grew up, I saw blacksmith. Blacksmith. Oh my God. You see, you need to, you know, I would take, if you need excursion, I would take you to. You know, when I was going to school, the way I go to school, there are monkeys on the road. We it's a warfare. My God. Oh my God. You know, they drive you to school. Oh my God. I thank God for your life. You know, just thank God for my life. Anytime you remember what God has done for you, just add me to it. Because I shouldn't know you, by the way. I should. Oh my God. Ah. Anyway, that's not today. You see, there's a way the refiner sits. That's where I'm going. When you see this blacksmith, there's a way they sit. They are not in a hurry. Oh my God. Thank you, my sister. You know, until we understand what is our own, it will be tough to derive good from it. Hallelujah. This messenger, and that's the help, the present help is our title today. The present help. And that's what I bring to you today. Bible says, it shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And you know, the patience of this refiner is to increase worth and value. Have you left? Oh my God. Is to increase worth and value. And it shall purify. My God. It shall purify the sons of Levi and shall purge them as gold and silver. Yaga. So that their offering will be acceptable. Remember Romans chapter 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren. Hallelujah. So it is that helper, it is that refiner I bring to you today, who is your present help. My people, what is about and confronting man is beyond man. Psalm 18. Look at verse 18. Psalm 18, verse 18. He said, they prevented me in the day of my calamity. This is an adversary. But the Lord was my stay. Go on, sweetheart. I'm going to 20. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. 20. The Lord reward. Can you go to 16, sweetheart? I'm looking for that place where he says, my enemies were too strong for me. He said, he delivered because, he said, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from, say, my strong enemy. He said, he delivered me from my strong enemy, from them which hated me. For they were what? Now, that's the light of man in this environment. Praise the Lord. Bible says we war not against flesh and blood. And you are. I'm going to give you an assignment. Okay. Do your possible best. Okay. After service, chase a bird that is flying. And come and tell me the outcome. Did you catch it? Remind each other about the assignment, okay? Chase the bird that is flying. Now, that is how it is for a flesh and blood person to confront an enemy that is spiritual. Bible says we war not against what? But you are what? Jesus Christ said, feel me, for spirit don't have bones and flesh like I do. Now, that's what we are up against. And look at the tool this enemy uses. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. He says, I fear. This was the aged apostle, because he knew what confronted him too. You know, when I see my children playing all kind of pranks, you know, I just laugh. You know, I you know, sometimes I'm pitiful. You know, the Bible says God knows our frame. Praise God. He knows our frame. So, you will recover. Hallelujah. So, he knew what he went and been. And he knew what these guys are up against. Now, in his testimony, in his write-ups to them, he said, you see, this fear there is not the fear of terror. It's the fear of anxiety. It's the fear of care. Are you here? You know how we fear for our children. Oh, my God. When these children were, when these children were like maybe teenagers and all of that, I wish I could exchange my life for theirs. You know, like maybe you want to cross a river. And I say, okay, you give me your life. Let me live these teenage years for you. When we get to the other side, I will give you back your life. But sadly, it's impossible. And that's his care here. He said, but I fear less by enemies. Say enemies. Satan uses how many means? How many means are any? Say every. Every means. He can any. As I'm preaching now, he can use it against anybody. He will say, see, he started again. He won't stop at 12 o'clock. you don't know devil? My people, he's a wicked man. David was dancing. Is anything wrong with dancing? But David used that dancing against his wife. And the woman was slain by it. A man who has struggled to return the ark back to Israel. And the day that this thing was done well, devil used it. Had an occasion. What about Herod? Was it not bad that they were doing? What about Saul? You think Saul meant to tear Samuel's garment? He wanted to beg. Devil won't get you. And do you know, as that thing tore, Samuel said, as you tear my dress, which it wasn't his intention. You remember Haman? Haman and the king, Ahasuerus. He said, you wanted to, you want, actually, who we do? Except, devil can do anything. So, I won't take it against him. The man only turned to Esther, but let me beg the king. And at the instance, so the next one now, say devil won't get me. My people, you need a very present help. You know why? This devil is... Now see what he said. He said, lest by any means a serpent beguile Eve through his subtlety. So your minds should be corrupted. I've defined that corrupted to you to alter from original version. You know when you say your computer is corrupt or corrupted? When it started acting, you know this is not the way it was acting before. This is not how it was designed. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what it is. So people, you know, when this devil comes, you begin to function like you were not functioning before. I say, wait a minute. Even God will say, where are you? My God. We need a very present help. Psalm 46. Verse 4. Verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength. A very present help. Because you see, I was looking at this don't be deceived thing. And my conclusion is, how shall we escape? Because innocent things go bad so easily. Hallelujah. Light us. You are designed to be helped. You are designed to be. See what the Bible says. Verse 2. Because there is a present help, that's why we become confident. Amen. So that it don't matter how Satan arranged the matter. it will not matter after all. Lighthouse, you need to understand your need for the help of God. He said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. He described all kinds of things that can happen. Let's go to verse 4. He says, there is a river, the stream whereof, in the midst of chaos, shall keep the city of God. I'm sure you know you are the God's building, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He said, ye are God's building. Ye are God's people. Bible says we are the temple of God. You are the city of the Holy One. Amen? He said, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad. Hallelujah. In the midst of chaos. There is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. The only place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Look at the next verse. My people. It says God is in the midst of her. But she shall not be moved. This is chaos that moves mountains. If you look at verse 3. It says let the mountains be moved. In fact, look at verse 2. It says therefore we will not fear. Though the earth be removed. And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. It says, the waters of the sea roar and they are troubled. He said, even though the mountains shake at the uproar of the water seas, of the sea waters, rather. But this river, say this river. My God. And make glad the city of God. God is in the midst of her. That's fine. God is in the midst of this river. She shall. Hallelujah. Now, who is the messenger of this covenant? Because God said in the last days, this is the covenant that I will make. And there is a messenger who will administrate that covenant. See what the Bible says in John chapter 7. What did this say there is in Psalm 46 verse 4? Say there is a river. Yeah. The river that makes glad the city of God. Now let's go to John chapter 7. I have to close because of time. Verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Hold it there. What thirst is that? What's it thirsty about? You remember Jesus in John chapter 4? When he met a woman at the well, and he told the woman, give me to drink. And the woman said, do you know, they ended up not exchanging water. Even though water was this subject matter that started it. But at the end, Jesus said, this woman said, if anyone drink of this one, it will come again. It can't fill you. He said, but the water I will give to you will be a living, say living. Living, hallelujah. Living water. Say the Holy Ghost. My people, is the administrator of the covenant. Is your present. See what the Bible says here. You see, your test for truth. Do you know the food of the conscience of a man is truth? If you don't know it today. God put conscience to be nurtured by truth. That's why when you do what is true, you say, my conscience is. Are you here? My people, are you here? Yeah. But if you do what is bad, you deprive conscience of truth. You'll be afraid. It will be like somebody who is hungry and will die.
You know, just the same way food ministers to your body. And if you eat good food, you hope to live. But if you eat poison, time is counting down. Now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you here? Because he said, whoever is thirsty, let him come to the waters. Now, if you don't understand that, leave it. Have you heard about people who have everything and they said they sense some emptiness before you become Christian? You don't know? People who have everything say, you know, and nothing looks wrong, but there's this emptiness in my body. I just feel that. So, say it's thirsty. Oh! And there are people who don't have, in fact, the whole world may be, they are so troubled, you see trouble around them, but they are not moved. Say there is a river. You see, the food of the conscience, the food of the spirit, the food of the soul is truth. You know why? It is the anchor that tells the spirit it will be well tomorrow. Have you left? You cannot exchange it for AC or any. In fact, that you said those who have a lot of problems need a lot of AC because they need coolant. It's overheating too much. I mean, don't take that. I mean, it's just. But the truth is that. Anyway, I have to close. Did you see the test there? Are you here, my people? If you know there is a hunger in your heart that is not filled. It's not fueled by money. It's not fueled by friendship. It's not fueled by things around. Say, come to the water. Look at the next verse. Verse 38. Verse 38. He said, he that believeth of me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers. Did you catch it? You see that rivers? You see this one has S? Okay. It's the functionality of the Holy Spirit to freely supply what is true to every area of life. What he will supply to you as a student will be different from what he will supply to you as a husband. And you can be both husband and student at the same time. Are you here? It will be different from what he will supply to you as a pastor if you are. Mommy, there was a time I was pastor, I was student, I was doing my MBA, I was daddy, the children were in school, I was husband, I was son. Oh my God. My people, when I drive to school, I come back around 11 p.m. because class will end at 10 or something. It's not online now at that time. In fact, online what? You are doing, it looks like you are playing. At that time, online was not, what kind is online? In fact, people, we didn't think online school would be meaningful because it wasn't in the context like that. My people, I drive to the driveway like this, even to come down. I would manage to put the car in park. I would slip off. Oh! Then one day I told God, and then we just started Lighthouse at Sheraton. My people, I will have homework. All kind of, then I will have scripture work. I have to preach in church. Then one day, I told myself, I said, God, why didn't you let me do all these things when I was a young man? I said, I will die. And God told me, but God made it light. Everything was going on. Nothing failed. Nothing fall. Hallelujah. Balancing it. Say, there's a river. The streams whereof shall make glad. That's why he's saying there, the out of his belly, anytime, any area that needs supply, you will not be moved. Sister Fumi was at my graduation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Powerful. Praise God. Powerful. So God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. My people, a present help. You need the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I'll call 911 for you. I will help you call 911 in the spirit. Because there is somebody who's about to die here. Praise God. Not here. Amen. Out of his, but look at verse 39. Hallelujah. Let's stand up on our feet.
But this speak he, say of the Spirit, the messenger of the covenant, hallelujah, who receives like the refiner, hallelujah, of the silver. He will keep working on you and you get better and shining. You get better and shining. Hallelujah. He said, but this is spake he of the Spirit, which they that shall that believe on him should receive. Can I tell you a secret? You cannot challenge a lie when you don't know the truth about the subject. Have you left? Are you here? But the Holy Spirit. Bible calls him the Spirit of Truth. John 16:13. My people, that's the only way you can escape the treacherous caprice of the wicked. Without it, it just deceives the person. My people, God said, I will send the messenger of the covenant to them, who will administrate the covenant, who will sit as the refiner of silver and of the fuller soap. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? You don't know what word you need until the Holy Spirit introduces it. Bible calls him the messenger. He's the administrator. I tell us, please, if we live in the Spirit, we will live. Yeah? Hallelujah. If we live in the Spirit, we will live. Bible calls him present. He won't delay. He won't deny. He won't be deprived. He cannot be stopped. My people, you know, water is a mean agent. My people, let water be dripping from this place and you don't do anything. You will be shocked what you will make of this place. That's the power of the intensity of word. Anything against the Holy Spirit will be dealing with it. Can I tell you a secret? One thing I love about the Holy Spirit is to position you ahead of a problem that has not even showed up. My people, go to Psalm 19 and Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. It says, but when they deliver you up, hallelujah, they come on you suddenly, you won't know what the Holy Spirit has prepared in your spirit against the time that have not yet come. My people, Holy Spirit, the currency of the Holy Spirit is beyond the tactics of Satan. Hallelujah. Bible says, take no thought how or what he shall speak, said the helper. He shall give unto you. It won't be you bringing it. You won't. By that, even you, when you hear yourself, you know, I didn't say this. Say, for it shall be given to you that same hour. Not what you want to speak, but what you shall speak. Look at the next verse. Say the helper. He said, for it is not you. Hallelujah. When push comes to shove, my people, I deploy the helper. Praise God. Now, don't let it come to push. Don't let push comes to shove. Start with him from the start. My people, he has rescued me on innumerable times. He has helped me, and it's your story too. He said, for it is not you that speaketh, but the Spirit. Say the Spirit. The Spirit. The Spirit. The messenger of the covenant. Let's lift up our hands to God and derive grace from the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. Let your living water flow over. Help me always. Oh, my. Father, we thank you. You said in your word, in the last day of that great feast, Jesus stood and said, everyone that thirst, lighthouse, I present to you the helper your daddy sent to you, the Holy Spirit. Don't rack your head. Don't fret. Don't jitter. Allow the Holy Spirit. Whatever the matter is, hand it over to the helper now. He said, let the mountains be moved. Let the waters roar and be troubled. Let the mountains shake with the dwelling thereof. There is a river. Say, Holy Spirit, flow into this area. Take control. Bible says, I will send a messenger of the covenant. He will sit. My people, you have to stand up for him to sit. Let him take control. Let him drive. Receive. And if you need, say, if you think you need the, just say, Lord, I receive the Holy Spirit. I receive the Holy Spirit. Let it flow. Let it flow into my soul. Let it flow into my life, every career. Let nothing drop off, oh God. Everything urgent, everything priority, you know. Bible says, he searcheth all things, even the sick things, the secret things of God, the deep things of God. We give you thanks, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Don't let it. It's not a prayer we say here. This is just to start off. It. You must live by it every day. My helper, oh. My helper. Says my heart trusted in him and I am helped. Father, we thank you. Relief, Daddy. The proof of recovery is relief, my people. The proof, look at my sister. She came here, she said, what my mom could not do before, she found relief. Can I tell you a secret? Don't forget that. The proof of recovery is relief. When you begin to sense relief in certain area, that your recovery has come to that area. Father, we thank you. As you go from here, sweet relief. Say sweet relief. Sweet relief. Sweet relief. Sweet relief. Sweet relief. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me. That will find him helping me all the time. That will not rely on myself, on my skill, on my wisdom. He said, let not the wise boast in their wisdom. My people, there is wisdom that come to naught. That will be with me. It will help. It will not allow me to do anything by myself. It will help me. It will guide me in the plain and the path of truth. It will see it as a refiner of silver in my life to purify the sons of Levi, to purify me. Thank you, Papa. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm able to check in for service today. Hallelujah. You should notice that the oil is changed. They check the tires. Hallelujah. Your dashboard is green. Hallelujah. Nothing red on the dashboard. There's no check engine sign. Hallelujah. To God alone be all the glory. Have your seat and please give me 5 minutes. In the last year.